Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
WGR Sports Radio 550. It's time to take a look inside high school sports. Now, here's your host, Tony Caligiuri.
Inside High School Sports is brought to you by Minio and Sapio Italian Sausage. Taste the difference quality makes.
Good morning and welcome to Inside High School Sports. Yes, I already have Roger rolling his eyes. It's a good morning.
Couldn't even wait for the music to stop to talk about food. I can't
right off
it.
The bat, thank you to Minio and Sapio Italian Sausage.
Why is it always Minio and Sapio? How come Minio always gets top billing?
I think you ought to call them up and take it up with them.
No, that's your job, Anthony.
Okay, fine. Good morning. Welcome to Inside High School Sports. I'm your host, Tony Caligiuri. We have Tom Prince from WNY Athletics, Kyrie Demos from the Niagara Gazette, and our resident troublemaker, Mr. Roger Weiss.
You say the nicest things.
I do. After getting you to roll your eyes, I do have to butter you up. Derek Kramer back in the driver's seat producing. We have Matt O'Rourke and company in studio this morning. We're going to talk wrestling, and we have Willie McDougall, Justin McDougall, and Jaden Hears. We're going to talk about their state championship in wrestling.
We can walk out of this place with a swagger today because we got bodyguards.
Yeah, we do. We're all set. Nobody's going to mess with us this morning. All right, guys. News and notes before we get into the heart of the matter of what's going on, and obviously a lot of big news concerning not only high school athletics but professionals. So we're going to get into that. Anything for news and notes from you, Mr. Tom Prince? No, he's good.
He's just speechless.
We could spend a whole hour today on news and notes.
Yeah. We could talk all about this today and the effect that it's had on high school sports. Ultimately, what I really do like is some of the decisions that are made. I don't like the fact that we have now had people cancel things into June. I just think that is too far right now to cancel anything out at this point. I like the junior colleges, I think, have done the right thing at this point, where they actually have canceled only till the end of the month. Do it in spurts is what we want. Not do it all the way out to June to where you're not going to know what is going on.
Well, here's the thing we have, and we're going to get into more of what's going on with the cancellations, but I did want to get some of the news and notes out of the way first, and really there's basically nothing to get into. I will do our G&G Fitness Coach of the Week, and congratulations to Lancaster basketball coach John Otto. Lancaster winning its first section title, get this, Raj, since 1959. That's a long time without a section title. So congratulations to John Otto. Wow, I mean, you
expected something like that because it's what, first time since the 1980s that neither Jamestown or Niagara Falls were in the finals?
Yeah, so a bit odd.
Like I say, it's leap year. And right. I mean, it's just craziness is gaining exponentially with all this stuff going on.
2020 is getting crazier by the day. We all thought this was going to be a great decade. Yeah, 2020 is a great year. Look, we got all this going on. And so far, 2020 is like, yeah, let me kick you in the butt. And that's what this seems like it's doing.
On the band itself, what I don't understand them going so far is most of these spring sports are outdoor sports. Now, is it? I thought it was the indoors and confinement of people, so many people close together. Now it's affecting the outdoor sports, and that just puzzles me even more.
I do a lot of this stuff on WBEN during the week with Sandy Beach Monday through Thursday from 9 a.m. to noon. and I read up a lot. I watch experts. You know, we had an infectious disease expert call in during the week, and really very intelligent guy, and put it all into perspective. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to suffocate it, essentially, is what we're doing. So the more you can keep people from gathering in masses, the better chance you have of suffocating this virus. If there's nowhere for it to go, it dies out. So that's what they're hoping for. And you can throw in any kind of theory you want. That's up to you. But I think it's a good decision as far as canceling these large gatherings. You know, sports is a huge part of our lives. It's a way to escape. You know, at least that's what it's like for me, whether I'm coaching or whether I'm watching a game. It's escape from everyday problems. We're going to have to, you know, bite the bullet on this one. And
well, again, I understand the indoor thing. Outdoor, my God, what are you going
to
do?
Well, you want to avoid contact is what you're trying to do, Raj. You want to avoid the handshakes. You want to up close personal conversations. You want to limit that as much as possible. So I understand that. Not to mention the vulnerability when you're traveling. Now, it's not like professional athletes where you're in an airplane and you're exposed to strangers. Okay, you know, that's a whole other thing.
Okay, so let me see if I got this straight. They're traveling. Teams go on team buses, so they're confined, but yet they're still busing kids to school.
Yep.
What am I missing here?
For now.
Tony, I agree. The whole thing about public, but if we're going to still allow practices, we're going to still allow them teams to get together to do things, why can't we do it without spectators and be able to broadcast or get things out so people could watch it at least then? That's if we're going to still practice and do those things and still let all of them together, fine, don't do the handshakes at the end. Don't do all those things. I get all that, right? I really do. But if we're going to get all these teams together and to do that, I don't see why we can't do it without public around there. And then we figure out ways to stream, or we've got the technology to do so much, right? Even if you just set an iPad up so people could see it, they'd be happy in a lot of cases. I just think there are ways that we could still do this to be able to pull off some of these final things.
I agree. And you can, you know, it's your opinion if you want to say it's overreacting. I totally understand that. You know, I'm big on precautions. I always have been my whole life. So I understand it, and I understand your point. Kyrie?
Yeah, in a lot of the spring sports, you know, talking to different coaches and some athletic directors, a lot of the spring sports are really just in a wait-and-see approach right now. And I think that's the best
way to handle it. Yeah, the pause button has been pushed right now.
Right. Not necessarily saying, hey, we're going to just go outright, cancel everything. Just, you know, we're going to just take it day by day. Because, I mean, that's what we're really finding is, you know, more information is coming out day by day. So, you know, I think that's really the best way to look at it, because we don't know how things are going to progress, you know, in the next 3 weeks. You know, things could get worse. Things could get a lot better, though, at the same time. So
I think the thing that disturbs me the most is so many different opinions from the so-called medical experts. You know, one person will have a view this way, person will have a completely different view. You know, you're both in the medical field, but you're looking at it at two different ways, and I don't think that's helping at all, because I think what you wind up doing is you're confusing the public even more. Look at the unrash behavior. Go to the supermarket and get every bit of toilet paper off the shelves, all the water. Jeannie went last night to the store. She wanted to pick up some water. None available. It was all gone.
Did you see the tweet from the Buffalo News of a picture at Wegmans where the line was wrapped around the block this morning starting at 6 a.m. to be able to get into Wegmans?
Yeah, and it's crazy. And I need to go to Wegmans later on, and I'm starting like, I need cold cuts.
So what it was it normally open 24 hours. They closed for 6 hours to clean, do whatever and all that, and these people were like on Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, lined up out the door for toilet paper? Hello.
Well, human nature, I guess, is when you face like this, you revert to primitive type thought, and you want to hoard everything. You want to pick up, you know, I need 100 bottles of hand sanitizer. You know, I need enough paper towel, toilet paper, you know, to take care of the 3rd Infantry of the Marines. It's crazy.
Bingo.
It's You know, it's overreacting on the public, again, based on fears. What are the fears coming from? The media overhyping it, the different opinions that are out there. And, you know, does anybody have the correct answer? I don't know.
Hillary would have had it if she would have been elected. That's what I'm hearing.
Stop it. Stop.
That's what I'm hearing.
All right. So where we are right now is the leagues have put it, the spring sports have been put on hold. What did Monsignor Martin say, at least until March 30th? I think it was Pete Snyder. I put that on our Facebook page. He had tweeted that out.
When they say put on hold, that's just actual games between different schools.
Right.
Are they still going to practice?
I believe they are practicing or working out at least, you know, hitting weight rooms, things like that. As long as you're wiping everything down, by the way.
Yeah, and the nice thing is, I mean, you know, this time of year is obviously so up in the air for spring sports anyways, you know.
Thankfully, yeah, and we start late all the time, Tom. Yeah. You know, usually we're a victim of the weather at this point. But what is looking like we're going to get an early spring this year and be able to get out there?
Right, we are usually a victim of the weather, which is why every team, or not every team, I apologize, a good portion of the teams will head down to Florida for their trips. And those trips have all been canceled at this point.
Yeah, whether it's Florida or South Carolina, you know, many lacrosse teams go down, baseball, softball. And here's the thing, you know, and you've got to feel so bad that the schools and the kids work so hard on fundraising, and now, bam, that's taken away. You're not going anywhere. So hopefully you're able to use those funds next year or for some sort of after-year party or, get, you know, pizza party, whatever. You know, that's your business. But I do feel bad for those that are that were fundraising, did all that. We're seeing meat especially raffles that we just got done promoting a couple of weeks ago already canceled.
Especially for the seniors. They won't be able to take part next year for the most part.
Yeah, and that's the other thing, you know, you have to look at is seniors that their memories have been just wiped out of their senior sports year. And that's sad. But again, you know, better to be safe than sorry.
On a non-sports question concerning the schools, will there be proms this year?
That's a good call. I don't know. I haven't heard anything about proms.
Out of this area, proms have already started to be canceled outside of this area. So I've already heard that. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, and in some areas,
you're talking what, May?
Tom and I were speaking on our way up to the studio that in some states they've already canceled school or put school on a 2-week hold. Governor Cuomo yesterday, I believe, said he's, as of right now, it's going to be a district decision as to whether they close schools.
And I noticed that one of the schools that's closed for 4 weeks is Nichols. Do these parents get a month's worth of refunds on there? Because that's a nice chunk of change you're talking about.
Or do they add on to their calendar?
But with the seniors, who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. There's more questions than, I guess, answers at this point.
Questions are gaining exponentially as well.
Yeah, exactly. There you go, using those big words again.
Were you impressed?
Yeah, I was impressed. Very good. All right, guys, let's get into talking about wrestling. And we have Matt O'Rourke here from WNY Athletics, who does such a great job in covering wrestling and getting us up to speed as to what's been going on. And we're blessed this year to have three wrestlers that have won state titles. Matt, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, and I have some positive news about a news and notes. Coach Sweeney couldn't make it today, unfortunately, from Niagara Wheatfield. That's Justin's coach. He had a cruise lined up for today, and it got canceled. However, Power Cats Team Niagara Wrestling is still holding a spaghetti dinner basket raffle fundraiser at Niagara Active Hose on Lockport Road in Niagara Falls. So if you're in the area up there, 1 to 6, he called me today, this morning, and let me know. So it's a fundraiser for some local wrestling, so head in there on a positive, uncanceled note.
Power Cats has got such a great program going now.
You're looking at two of the products of it right here, two state champions with Justin McDougald and Willie McDougald. So, yeah, I mean, do some serious work up there. I've been to the club. It's great. Kyrie is going to have to drop in sometime this year. Kyrie, of course, you're sitting next to the most recent WNY Wrestling Coaches Association Media Award recipient.
Congratulations, Kyrie.
Kyrie did a great job with Niagara and, you know, learning about wrestling and doing everything he could. Greater Niagara News did an excellent job of publishing all of it. So, Kyrie, yeah, it was great. He had a great winter.
He sprung that on me last week. We were at Buff State.
Oh, yeah?
And Nick and I were talking to Kyrie. It was after the Newfane Allegheny Limestone game. Uh-huh. And he was like, wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, By the way, kudos to everybody that came out to Buff State last week. Yeah. That was so much fun. You know, again, we were talking about that game that we were watching earlier. And
It
was the Allegheny Limestone Newfane game.
That was, yeah.
And so what an exciting game.
So many great games that day. The Amherst game, the North Tonawanda game, all those games were great. Well, that was a nice little baton toss there from the 2019 Media Award winner. So I really want to thank Matt for all his help this year. But, yeah, definitely want to check in with all the guys, you know, getting going in the spring.
Well, then luckily Niagara County Wrestling is very strong. It makes jobs like ours that, you know, for covering wrestling that much easier.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
For sure.
How about that Allegheny Limestone? Michael Wolfgang, two-time section champ now, right? Wins it in the 55-meter hurdles, yep. Does it in the high jump. Oh, and now, by the way, I'm going to throw basketball in as a sectional champion. Unbelievable what he accomplished.
I felt bad for Newfane too. I mean, and you were talking about with the big man there who's coming back from injury, and how we were talking about we would have liked to see him get the ball more down low. You know, some unfortunate decisions on fast breaks, and it just kind of the wheels kind of fell off of Newfane at that point in the second half.
And talk about a roller coaster! Allegheny Limestone had it. Took it on the other end of the spectrum with Olean on Tuesday night. Last second, three-point shot, nothing but net. Tony, too bad you didn't stick around for the nightcap at Buff State last Saturday. That Health Science Amherst game, that building was almost as packed as much as the Niagara Falls Riverside High School game we talk about, 12, 13 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
What an atmosphere it was Saturday night at Buff State.
Yeah. It always is. It's a great atmosphere there for all the games. You know, schools that travel well with their fans. And
only thing missing, Niagara Falls couldn't bring their band because they didn't make it there. I always miss that band. I love it with the band. Down at Jamestown, Panama did have their band there, but they're nothing compared to that Niagara Falls High School band.
I was also a little disappointed they didn't have pizza in the concession stand, Raj. What? I got to call it as I see it.
They have good coffee there. That's all I worry about.
I didn't get coffee this time.
Oh,
around,
that coffee was worth every penny.
And it was nice to see people like Dave Ricci and Harry Skull. Normally, see, here's funny. Harry's out getting all the pictures of everybody doing what Harry does so very well. And I was able to grab a good photo of him underneath the basket while he was taking a break with his camera down. So it's about time somebody takes a picture of him and puts it up. And that's up on our Facebook page, as well as some of the other ones that I took while we were at Buff State. All right, before we get back to Matt and wrestling, I do want to get everybody caught up on basketball. You have something too, Tom. And then get us caught up on girls basketball. Then let's switch gears to Matt O'Rourke.
So one news and notes is coming from the Niagara Power. The 2019 New York Collegiate Baseball League champion, the Niagara Power, are looking to advance their community involvement for the 2020 season. One of the ways they're looking to do this is by offering free admission days for various youth programs throughout the season. So where kids can get in free while family and friends receive dollar tickets. The Niagara Power and the New York Collegiate Baseball League is a great way to catch high-caliber baseball all summer long. We've got talent all over there from Grand Island, Niagara Wheatfield, players that are from University of Virginia, University of Tennessee, and the University of San Francisco. But if your team locally would like to capitalize on this, please email Jeff Ziemecki at Jeff, Ziemecki at gmail.com.
Boys basketball, get us caught up as the rest. We talked about Allegheny Limestone and Olean. Olean defeating in the crossover game. Who Amherst dropped to?
Health Science. In the crossover game.
That was the A2 game, and NT won the A1 title, so they lost to Health Science in the crossover.
Okay, that's how it went. Yeah, you're right.
But I'm going to give NT a huge shout-out. What a game that they played against Health Sciences. And I'm going to tell you right now, Dante Moultrie, unbelievable. He has shown Western New York what he is made of here at Buff State. He had his coming out party. Not to say he hasn't a good year. Not to say people didn't know what he was, who he was. But he has put his stamp on Western New York in this Buff State right there. But what he did against what they did against Health Sciences, because I thought it wasn't going to be a very close game because
not
I
too
thought
many
Health,
people did
right because Health Sciences is so much bigger down low, right? How are they going to compete down low? And boy, they found a way. And I'm going to give right now, not to say that whole team for NT doesn't deserve a lot of credit, but I really want to say is Dante was just unbelievable for this
for
run.
For three quarters, North Tonawanda controlled that game.
Yeah, and with Dante, he's got a really interesting story. He suffered a staph infection in MRSA his sophomore year. He nearly lost his life. So
wow.
To come back from that, and he had 28 points in the 8-1 title game, played all 32 minutes too, and was the leading scorer in the crossover game too.
Raj, get us caught up as to where we are with the ladies.
The two games that we obviously got to mention in the championship Friday, Saturday, as well as the crossover game, the Franklinville game versus Holland. Franklinville's up one. Danielle gets fouled, goes to the free throw line. She makes the first one, getting ready to shoot the second one. The coach wants the girl on the lane to go down and play defense, not to press in the forecourt, but he wanted her to do it after the ball was shot. She thought he wanted right away. The ball was in the hands of Danielle. She leaves the lane, so it's a lane violation. So they're only up two. Holland comes down, and the youngest of the three Klein sisters took a jump shot just outside the arc. Nothing but net with 2 seconds left. The other one we have to talk about is the Class B crossover game between Dunkirk and Southwestern. 1 minute remaining in the third quarter. Southwestern 60, Dunkirk 40. Final score, Dunkirk 75, Southwestern 62. In the last 9 minutes, Dunkirk outscored Southwestern 35-2.
That's sick.
So, yeah, we could talk about the other games, but those are obviously the ones we have to highlight.
Oh, I think you got to highlight the Orchard Park Clarence game. That was a overtime game, one that went to overtime on that floater by Leah Harrigan that actually goes in to send that to overtime. Unbelievable shot. That video is all over the place, especially on Western New York Athletics. But that was also a phenomenal game right there.
Phenomenal game, but I think that takes third place to those other two with those events that I just alluded to.
Yeah, the postseason is so exciting, and this is all going to be missed, unfortunately. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to get caught up with Matt O'Rourke, and we're also going to talk to Willie and Justin McDougal and Jaden Hears of Newfane, talk about their wrestling titles. All that and more on Inside High School Sports.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're back listening to Inside High School Sports. Talking wrestling now, shifting gears here. Matt O'Rourke from WNY Athletics, who's done such a great job in covering wrestling. As I mentioned in the last segment, we have Willie McDougal, Justin McDougal, and Jaden Hears. Niagara Falls, Niagara Wheatfield, and Newfane state champions. Congratulations, gentlemen. Outstanding stuff. And, you know, Matt, you kept us up to date all year. And at least we knew with the McDougals that that was like, if there was a favorite, or to say that this is where we're most likely to get a state championship, would have been with those two.
Sure. I mean, Justin and Warren, or Justin and Willie, you know, and also Warren, who graduated last year, is Justin's brother. You know, three of the best in the last decade around here, to be quite honest with you. So, yeah, I mean, the expectations are always high for the McDougals. And, you know, now these guys are seniors and the reign of terror is kind of over. Time for some more guys to step up, right, guys? Some more Wolverines and Falcons to step up. But, I mean, States was an awesome weekend again. I appreciate you guys having me call in. I hope that sounded okay.
Tough to get back and forth, yeah, but just let you rip, and
I waltzed
it was great.
In right as the semifinals were starting. We had Andy Luchinski from Newfane was on the mat. Marty Olson from Chautauqua Lake from Westfield was on the mat. We had all sorts of guys getting ready to go for the Saturday morning semifinals, so... probably the best round in the tournament. I mean, it was awesome. So,
yeah, you know, just knowing all three of you guys, just your paths were all very different, I would say. You know, Justin, you had done everything but claim a state title up until this year. Willie, having been a state champion in the past, and then you, Jaden, having been a state competitor but not placing. Just talk about all your guys' different paths to this point this year.
So let's go ahead, Tony.
Let's start with Willie.
Sure. I mean, so I'll set Willie up here. Willie, you might know, is the program's all-time winningest wrestler. The Wolverines, you know, 2 years ago, he won a state title. He was in, you know, we did the same thing 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Took second last year to one of the all-time greats in state history, and then won it again handily this year as a favorite, the top seed in the weight class. So he's a two-time state champion. Niagara Falls is first ever two-time state champ and second ever all-time. So, I mean, yeah, he had a great career. I mean, Willie... you know, dominating performance in the final. And I mean, you know, what if, you know, I guess if you want to jump in, Tony, but what, you know, he looked excellent all year.
I guess my question is, what separates greatness from an average wrestler?
For me, what separates greatness from an average wrestler is not taking any breaks at any point in time in the year. I was wrestling Monday to Sunday, you know, pretty much all year. And I owe a lot of my success to my coaches, who kept me going.
Is it more? Is a lot of it had to do with training, refuse to lose attitude, attention to detail as far as your technique goes.
Yeah, a lot of that stuff ties in. This year, I focused a lot on my technique. I knew that I would be the favorite in the state tournament, so I really worked on the small things like finishing all my shots and running my feet on all my shots and really not stopping to the whistle.
What about Justin? What do you know, if you were to say what separates you at greatness, and I'm saying that because you want to stay title, from an average wrestler?
What I think separates, like, all average wrestlers from just, like, guys who really want to win it, like, it's the more like the will to win. Like, the guys that have that will to win and don't care whose name is on the mat, they wrestle the person, not the name. those are the guys who really, like, just break through, because guys will go from winning matches to losing matches all off a mental case just because who they're wrestling. It's all in, like, if they have that will to win. If you could win and you believe you could win, an average wrestler might not end up winning.
So you feel that a lot of it is mental?
90% of wrestling is mental. If I didn't have a strong mental, I probably wouldn't be here today. I probably wouldn't have even made it to States. It's rough. Because seventh grade year, I didn't have a good year. I had 10 losses. Took second in the section. I got teched in the section finals. I didn't think I'd go to States. I could have quit. I could have quit in seventh grade, played a different sport. Then I wouldn't be here.
Mm-hmm.
But if simply because I loved wrestling, I just didn't quit, stuck with it. I felt like maybe I could win it. Maybe I could go to States. It was just a dream. After watching my brother go, I was like, oh, dang, I could probably go now. Kind of was a confidence boost watching Warren. That's what kind of really kept me in the like that mental stability for wrestling.
So after all that self-doubt, he ended up going and placing 5 times, being in the finals 3 times and winning it once. So, I mean... Yeah, I mean, he overcame some overcame some early difficulties, like, you know, getting over it. So, yeah.
I think so. Jay, what about from you, you know, your point of view on this?
Well, for me, I'm not like the greatest. I don't think of him.
Well, you achieved greatness this year.
I know. Yeah. Well, I just think I'm smarter. I think about everything I'm going to do, every shot that I'm going to take, and even if they're going to shoot, I know my defense. That's the way I wrestle.
So a lot of it, is just knowing your technique and knowing your moves, that what to do in case the other guy does this, you're going to do that.
Exactly.
Just mental advantage as well as physical advantage.
Yeah.
What about training? How much emphasis did you put on training this year? Uh-oh. Uh-oh. This may be a bad question, like, for Jaden.
Let me tell you about that one.
You weren't supposed to ask that question, I suspect.
My training wasn't the best. I was lazy in practice. I skipped Mondays. That's...
Don't listen to him out there, folks. Don't follow that recipe.
Don't follow that.
All right, let's go talking to the McDougals. What about training? How important is that for you guys?
Training is very important. Taking a day off can kind of set you back, honestly. So I really tried to do at least, if it was working on my cardio or my technique or even meditating, to get my mental state right. You really can't take a day off, because these guys that were coming up, I knew they were tough, and I knew I had to do something every single day to stay ahead of them.
So, Jaden, you talk smarter, right? So do you get a chance to – there's film everywhere now, right? Even in your sport. We saw Matt O'Rourke take some fabulous film. Did you get smart because of film and be able to watch some of your competitors and knowing what they were going to do before they did it?
Yeah, I do that to some of my competitors. I don't look them all up. Like, I don't watch film on all of them. I don't want to psych myself out. So I just like, prepare myself, like, behind, like, the arena, like, where we were probably warming up. I just think of what I'm going to do and how to prevent it.
So I will say that a big advantage to guys that are successful at the state tournament is having been there before. So all three of these guys clearly, obviously, have been there before. Jaden was a sectional champion last year, did not place. He had met in the final this year a wrestler from Canastota, from Section 3, that he had lost to in last year's tournament. So he had some familiarity with this guy. So he's up 3-2 late in the third period, 30 seconds left. He gets basically a match-sealing takedown. But, you know, he was familiar with this other wrestler. So, I mean, and this guy had pinned him last year. So, like, that's the difference a year can take, or, you know, just knowing somebody that you've wrestled before, that you faced before. I mean, some of these guys wrestle 60 matches a year, maybe more these days. So you run into a lot of, you know, similar opponents two, three times a year, maybe sometimes. Justin did as well, so.
I was just going to say, now, you both had knocked off guys that you had lost to in previous years. Just talk a little bit about what it was this time around that allowed you to overcome.
Go ahead, Justin. That was Warren. Willie didn't lose to him last year. Warren lost to him.
Okay, okay.
Like, at Eastern States last year.
Okay.
But to beat a guy that beat me earlier in the year, I honestly didn't think I should have lost in the first place. It was more of a reassuring just match. It wasn't a confidence boost match. It was I know I could win this match, because I didn't win the last one based off certain events, a series of events. The match really was just reassuring, letting me know that I still had it like that I could still win high caliber matches such as like that match, and especially with him being nationally ranked at the time. I mean, he still is, but the fact that he was nationally ranked, that may have like thrown me off a little bit. But after beating him, I was like, after beating him and finally getting myself nationally ranked, it was just like, all right, I'm better than like how people
you
see
belong me, is yeah. what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what we're going on here is the state final, right, Justin? What mm-hmm. you got in mind? So he lost. So earlier in the season, the Eastern States, he lost to this young man from Section 5 from Hilton High School, defending state champion, nationally ranked, all that. I mean, Justin is right on the cusp of that national ranking as well, so Justin right. belongs right in that conversation as well. But with all due respect, this young man was nationally ranked, defending state champ, lost to him at Eastern States by a very close score, meets him in the final this year, tied 1-1, takedown from neutral late in the period, or late in the match, holds on for about, what, 15 seconds, wins 3-1, so... You know, that's the same situation, except this one was this year. It's only a month and a half or so before the state tournament. So,
hey guys, we talk on this show a lot about the McDuffie family when it comes to what they've done in sports, right? I want to talk about your family and what you guys have done wrestling wise. It's one thing to talk about having a brother here that has done it. You guys are doing it at different schools in a family, right? So you guys have fed off each other, learned from each other. Talk about your experiences as a family and how wrestling as your family has come so big.
And what happens in the living room in those family get-togethers.
Yeah. Well, the generation for wrestling didn't even start. It started with my grandpa. My grandpa, my father and uncles, their dad, he passed away when I was only two. My cousin was only three. So I didn't really get that wrestling experience from, like, them. But when I found out when I was about four and Willie was about five that I had a grandpa who wrestled, I just figured maybe I should just wrestle. So, and that was, the start. That was my dad and my uncle, they weren't wrestlers in high school, so we didn't really have that. So it was a lot of, like, we were, like, backyard science projects. Like speaking of the living room, me and my brother, we were one on my dad's right leg, one on my dad's left leg. We were shooting singles at the exact same time, picking him up like and walking two steps and putting him down, all the way through the living room to the kitchen and back. It was like, it was tough. It was like a little bit of torture, but it wasn't really torture.
Matt, quick question: mm-hmm. Two-time state champion and another time runner-up. Being the number geek that I am, can you have off the top of your head number of wins versus number of losses in a three-year career?
In a three-year career? Or are we talking six?
Well, no, just the 3 years that he was either. It was the last 3 years that he was two-time state champion and.
I don't know, Coach Giancola, do you know?
There's seven losses over the past.
Seven losses. I can't believe it.
Compared to probably 130 wins.
130 wow. And seven in 3 years. There's some numbers.
That's like, what, 19 out of 20?
Some of those seven losses are to number one kid in the country, number eight kid in the country.
Right, yeah. I mean, so.
Go ahead.
So some of those seven losses are to number one kids in the country, number seven kid in the country, and a five-time state champ. So,
wow. Jeez,
and they were geez. Close losses, yeah. too. So. That's over a three-year career. Over his entire career, I think he has 18 total losses and over 200 wins. Most winningest wrestler on our program.
You got to be close to 250 at the end of the season, right? You guys hit 200 early. 243. Okay, there you go.
Yeah. It's 243 now.
There you go.
Amazing. Sweet.
But who's counting, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing. All right, guys, let's take a break, and we'll come back. One last segment of Inside High School Sports. Don't forget, Sports Talk Saturday follows us after we are done. We'll be back with more of Inside High School Sports. We're back. One last segment of Inside High School Sports. You just heard Sandy Beach doing his Northtown Kia commercial, and I was telling the guys this past week he proposed to his girlfriend on the air.
Ooh.
Never seen that. I never saw that coming. It kind of caught me off guard, but congratulations, Sandy and Bernadette. One last segment of Inside High School Sports, then Sports Talk Saturday coming up next, and we're talking wrestling. We have Matt O'Rourke from WNY Athletics. We have the McDougals, Niagara Falls, Niagara Wheatfield, and we have Jaden Hears from Newfane talking about the state titles. All right, guys, one question I have to, is there a lot of smack talking going on in the house? There's so many members of your family that have wrestled. Do you guys kind of go back and forth a little bit?
Not really smack talking. Just a little bit here and there earlier in the season with our duel. You know, before our duel, there's a little smack talk with our team, with my team beating his. There's a little bit with that, but never really much trash talk.
Yeah, and that led to Coach getting the G&G Fitness Coach of the Week was that upset win, and Matt was champion heavily for Coach DJ. And by the way, if you want to nominate a Coach of the Week, livefit.com, that'll get you to G&G's website, and you can nominate your coach and why you think that coach deserves to be mentioned or recognized as Coach of the Week. All right, talking about in during the break, and Tom Prince is bringing up and where you guys are planning on headed for college. Any idea where you want to go, what you want to major in? You want to start?
I've been on about 2-3 visits. I know what I want to major in. I want to major in kinesiology. I'm not sure where. I got a couple of visits coming up. Probably decide early April, and then just go from there.
What's more important, the having the academics, the major that you want to take, or the wrestling program?
Definitely my academics first. When wrestling's all done, I'm going to need a good job to support my family and everything, so I'll definitely put my academics first.
What about you, Justin?
Before I talk about college, I would like to say NW did win the section title. Just going to put that out there.
Just saying, right?
Just going to put that out there.
Classified that under, oh, by the way.
did Coach Sweeney just text you to say that? He probably did. Probably. No, I'm just kidding.
Other than us winning the section title, I really wanted, for college, I want to plan on going to, most likely going to UB. I know what I want to major in is definitely, I want to double major in political science and law, and then I want to minor in psychology, and then after I graduate, go to law school, try to become a lawyer.
Political science and psychology, I think those two are going to go hand in hand.
Yeah, I have a really good thing for law. I like arguing. So
yeah, we know that. Yeah, good point.
So being a lawyer would be a really, really, really.
My father-in-law is one of the top defense attorneys in the probably in the country. I'll set you up with a chance to talk to him.
Sounds good.
Roger.
Well, my question is this: you know, if you're a basketball player, if you're a football player, a baseball player, after college, you have all these other options: a flag football league, touch football league, you know, softball. Slow pitch leagues, basketball, AAU. After you're done wrestling in college, what do you guys do as far as wrestling? Is that it? That's your swan song? Is there some kind of AAU wrestling for post-college?
Well, for the real maniacs, they go and try out for the Olympics and world teams and stuff like that. But
so, is there any thought of that from any of the three of you? Is there any thought of a possibility of Olympics?
Right now? No.
Yeah. Okay. That's moving right along here, folks.
I did want to highlight Jaden a little bit, though, just because, you know, obviously Willie and Justin, you know, coming from a wrestling family, Jaden started wrestling as a freshman. And just talking with Coach Lingle this week, Jaden comes from humble wrestling beginnings. He had to find his way as a wrestler. So to get to this point, it's a little interesting. You know, you got, you know, a set of kids who, yeah, they've been wrestling since they were little kids, but you got another kid who figured it out really on the fly and, you know, took his 4 years to really make those steps to get where he's at today.
Jay, what drew you into wrestling? What got you interested?
My mother gave me a choice. It's either basketball or wrestling, and I was really bad at basketball, so I chose wrestling.
Probably we're just throwing bows on the block, right?
Yeah.
Trouble is, he got confused between a point guard and a pulling guard. He couldn't figure out the difference.
Well, luckily for Jaden, also, he comes out of a powerful, you know, traditional, very strong Newfane program, which has long, long roots and history in this area. I mean, Jaden's the only, you know, he's this, what have you guys won? Seven straight league titles now, I think. Seven straight league titles. He's their first state champion since 2003, since Ryan Needle, who's an all-time Western New York great. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the wrestling blood runs deep in Newfane for wrestling for sure. So that was, you know, just a big-time advantage for Jaden over here in terms of his wrestling development.
For somebody who got into wrestling later, you know, when you got, was there a lot of help from your teammates at Newfane and guiding you and being able to put in that extra work to take you to where you are now?
Yeah, the coaches really helped. I didn't know a thing about wrestling when I started. And then they taught me, like, one shot, and it was the double leg, and I perfected that, and it just led on to more and more moves and stuff.
Did you learn from watching other wrestlers or just primarily everything that coach taught you?
Yeah, pretty much everything that coach taught me.
Good job, coach. What's next for you? I mean, you know, we were talking during the break, and you're indicating that you're really not sure. If you were to kind of throw out maybe a major that you would like to take.
Major would be criminal justice. I go to BOCES for security and law right now. So.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. How are your grades?
They're okay.
Okay, all right. We need to get them better. All right. We got the motivation going there. What do you guys like to do outside of wrestling? What are some hobbies, things that you guys enjoy?
Pretty much just spending time with my family. I'm going off to college soon. Not really sure where, but got to spend as much time with them as I can before I go off and live somewhere for the next 4 or 5 years of my life.
Are you guys more likely to play a video game, hang out on social media, or YouTube?
Probably eat.
Eat?
I like eating.
All right.
Oh. Not going to lie.
You guys came to the right place.
Talk about sucking up to the host of the program. Oh, my God.
Now you guys really got Roger going.
Anytime I'm not wrestling, I may play the game, but I'm not a big fan of the game. Like, my brother gets mad all the time because I don't play the game with him a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm not doing any, like, not wrestling, I'm eating. If I'm not eating, I'm cutting the weight I just ate.
What's like, your favorite food? If you had a go-to everything. Food, everything?
Everything. I don't eat two things: olives and sauerkraut.
I will not eat
either of those two things.
Oh, they're both
Anthony,
good.
Anthony, it's seafood. He sees food and he eats it.
That's right up my alley.
I eat everything.
What about you, Jaden?
I'm a Burger King guy. So
all right, all right.
I always eat. I'm never not eating, and I don't have to cut, so it's good. But outside of wrestling,
you got those two Whoppers for $6. How could you turn that down?
I get the Rodeo Burgers, man.
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh,
those are go-to. That's awesome.
Outside of wrestling, I like to play like backyard football with my friends. Family's everything to me, so always with them.
Imagine trying to tackle this man in backyard football.
No.
They can't do it in tackle football. So backyard football, you know what time it is.
McKinley had a back like him when I was playing for Burgard, and I was like, nah, I'm not getting out there. That's crazy.
What's your best time in a 40-yard dash?
4.7.
Oh, my God. 4.7 with that size. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I think
I told
I'm
you guys this
Coach,
before.
I'm not feeling well today. Let's get a substitute
I
in.
I told you guys this before, but his footwork, though, on top of that.
Just, you were
I
saying mean, how nimble he
nimble,
is.
Nimble.
That's crazy.
Nimble.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so.
Well, I want to thank you guys for coming in this morning. Coaches, thank you for bringing them in. And just wishing you guys the best of luck in your careers in both academics and in sports. Thank you, DK, for producing. Thank you guys for hanging out. And, you know, if things get canceled, there are programs that we're working on. One of the things that I've been toying around in my head the last couple of days is going down high school memories and maybe going back and touching base with people to bring in special teams or athletes that did special things and get us go down memory lane sort of thing. So those are some of the things to look forward to in the upcoming weeks if the spring sports are canceled. We'll talk to you next week with more Inside High School Sports.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.